It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Great.
It's
day.
A great day on the pig. Thank you very much, Anna, for reminding me to start the podcast.
You're welcome.
It is a great day on the pig when we have a friend from the community, and we've got Greg Beck in here to talk about the big Veterans Day parade in downtown Texarkana. And yes, listen up closely. A real parade is actually going to happen in 2020.
Right.
And you get to be either in the parade or come see it. Because it's the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen.
Right.
He worked with the city, and it's outdoors, so they said, okay, so we're going to have a Veterans Day Parade like we should do and normally do. Greg, it's good to have you in, first off.
Good to be here.
Tell us a little
bit
about...
Maybe not this early, but it's good to be
here. Yeah, he says, it's a little early for me, and I say, well, I understand. But tell us a little bit about the Veterans Day Parade this year. What day is it going to be on?
Saturday, November 14th. It would start at 11 a.m.
Downtown Texarkana.
Downtown Texarkana.
All right, and you're encouraging people, first off, to be in the parade,
right?
And it's open to anybody, right?
Anybody. We'd rather have everybody in instead of no spectators,
right?
Just have a big old parade.
Yeah.
Have a big old parade.
So have a big old parade with everybody in it. And so we're talking about churches, schools, civic organizations, businesses, individuals, military people, whatever.
People that serve.
It's wide open.
Wide open.
If you want to honor America and especially honor your veterans, and we're talking about veterans that are in now, veterans who have been in, veterans who were in and passed away. It's just veterans overall, right? And
to be veterans, future veterans.
Yep.
Future. It's just we want to honor them.
Yep.
Yeah, honor them because they have served our country or are serving our country right now, just like Anna's son is in the Navy.
Yeah.
So what is the parade route basically going to kind of be?
It's the normal route down Broad Street to Texas Boulevard, north on Texas Boulevard to 3rd Street, east on 3rd Street to State Line, north on State Line to 4th Street. We got to cut it short because of construction.
They're doing some stuff around the post office or courthouse, whatever you want to call it there, but it'll be pretty much the normal parade route. And the parade itself begins at 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 14th. And if you want to be in the parade, it would be helpful for them to call you. How can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 903-556-1613.
All right. But if somebody said it show up the day of, you'd let them in, wouldn't you?
Well, we'll put them at the back.
I figured you'd make a space for them. And, you could do what you want to as far as decorating what we would consider your vehicle or your float or whatever, but just as simple as American flags or whatever.
Right.
Just something patriotic, something to show that you're there to honor.
This year, everybody went a little overboard with 4th of July with their civic pride. So let's just use those decorations again, put them on your car, and
there you go
through the float.
Now, I was reading on your handout here, Disabled American Veterans 100 years.
So the DAV,
DAV.
100 years 100 strong
years
now.
Yep.
All right.
Still going.
Still helping and still going. Speaking of that, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how things have been going for you guys overall, because I know it's been a difficult, trying year as far as getting things done and being able to have fundraisers and things like that because of COVID. So we'll talk more on that with Greg Beck, but definitely write it on your calendar. Saturday, November 14th, 11 a.m. to be in the Veterans Parade and, inspire. Get out and have fun.
Yes.
And watch a parade or be in the parade and honor America, honor all our vets. Coming up, more of the best in most country right here on The Pig on a Thursday morning with John, Anna, and friends. A woman loves, that's what Steve Warner says.
Flowers.
Oh, is that what she loves? Flowers, candy, money. Diamonds,
niceness.
Money.
Money.
Oh, my gosh, you said that.
Greg said money.
Do the dishes.
Oh, yeah. 103.9985 mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible. This normally the news time, and of course, news on a Thursday, is brought to you by our good friends, Kyle DeLauder and the crew at DeLauder's, serving your family, your locally owned grocery store since 1977. Our news is going to be the fact that we got Greg back in here from the Texarkana Area Veterans Council. He's talking about the Veterans Day Parade, which we've been talking about, that is going to happen. So be involved or be a spectator and enjoy a parade in a safe and fun manner. And we'll talk more about that coming up. But I did kind of want to ask you, it's been a challenge this year for everyone, and I'm sure it has been for you guys. It's been tough, hasn't it?
We've canceled everything.
Except for this Veterans Day Parade.
Well, yeah. and was getting worried about it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of spiking again.
Right.
But since we're outside, maybe.
Yeah. And you said you just had your first really meeting this past month or something?
Right.
So it's been tough. It's been tough. But hopefully things are going to slowly improve as we head into 2021.
Yes, sir.
And, hopefully they'll have the vaccine out or whatever. But hopefully the thing will tail off.
Right.
And we can get back to normalcy, because I know coming up in February is when you usually have that big chili cook-off.
Right.
Yes, and we have to have that.
We have to have that.
That's our annual event.
We cannot pass on that. You're still out there helping, though.
We're trying, yeah. We're doing, we get a few calls every now and then. Yeah. Veterans need something.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's surprising. It's been slow. I thought there'd be more calls than what there is, so maybe everybody's doing better.
Maybe they're being, okay, maybe they are doing better. Because that's kind of surprising me.
There's a lot of community outreach, so they didn't need to make that last phone call. So.
Now, you guys were talking on the Facebook.
Yes, sir.
About different ways that, you can touch out and reach somebody that's serving right now.
Right.
And you don't have to know them.
No.
Or touch out and
you just need to support.
Maybe it's in the VA hospital down in.
If you've served.
What can you do to kind of reach out to them to help them?
Write a letter.
Just send a short card.
Just an old-fashioned letter or card.
Yeah.
Let them know you're thinking about it.
All right.
That means a lot.
All right. You know about where you can get lists.
Yeah, I have a blog up, but I'll pull it back to the top so that everybody can find the links. They kind of vet you a little bit so that you're not just sending it out to – you can't do any to any soldier anymore.
Right.
So there's some organizations that you use, and they help you – they match you with a good person to send a letter to, or an organization such as the VA hospital.
Now that,
the one in Shreveport is the one that I got matched with.
Right.
But then I've also been matched with the hospital over in Germany. I'm sending them to, I put to any soldier, and it goes over to them and telling them thank you, and I'm sorry that you're where you're at, but we sure do appreciate you. And it's a little harder to get letters to kids in boot camp just because of all of the security. But there are ways. You just need to Google, search, and find, and you can do it.
Well, if you move
if
it,
I can do it.
No, well, no.
Anyone can do it.
You're smarter than that. But if you can move that up to the top.
Yeah, and I'll attach it with our blog.
Okay, so you can check out our website, mypigradio.com. She'll move that to the top. And that'll help you in how to get those letters written. Because, correspondence is very important. And, I bet they'd really love.
They love it.
If you get one of your kids to write a letter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the church groups. I belong to a group where we write birthday cards to anybody that tells us about their kid having a birthday that's in boot camp. And some kids get 176 letters. That's how many moms are in that group.
Super.
So it's good.
I love it.
Sometimes
love
that might be bad for the one in boot camp.
That's okay. We're okay with that.
Yeah. Make them pay.
Get past that boot camp.
Yeah,
and things get a little.
There's that sweating part.
Get past that part. All right. Stick around, Greg, because we're going to talk, kind of wrap up the Veterans Day Parade. And also, I'm going to get you and Nana to kind of test your knowledge at trivia.
Oh, good.
Yeah, play a little game. We always have to do that. Coming up, stay with us on The Pig on a John, Anna, and Friend Thursday morning. It's October 22nd, and we're going to make it to the weekend one way
or the other.
Good old Hank Jr. on The Pig, 103.9985, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. And we've got Greg back to talk about the Veterans Day Parade, which, yes, is going to happen this year. Before,
thank goodness.
Yes, absolutely. I applaud, as I've been telling everybody that comes in that has an event going on, I applaud everyone who has an event that is going ahead and doing the event. And they're doing it in a safe manner, of course. And that's good, because we need to have some normalcy to what we're doing.
Well, let's get some unity in our country.
Well, this will help. We're talking about unity.
Yeah.
Now, forget the politics for a minute and come out and salute
together.
The troops.
Yeah. United we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's play a little trivia, though.
Okay.
Okay, it's kind of a trivia game today, okay?
All right. Lots of hints.
I think Greg will get this one right off the bat.
Okay.
America's first homemade production sports car was released in 1953. What kind of car was it?
Corvette.
Yeah,
they made Corvettes at home?
It was a USA-built sports car.
Okay.
Corvette. Yep,
wow.
He got it right.
Yay!
Made 500 of them.
Did they?
Yep.
All right.
Now we know.
See, he knows. This is a little tougher. This is a little further back, so either one of you could get this right or miss it. What disease did George Washington have soldiers in the Continental Army inoculated against during the Revolutionary War?
Smallpox.
You just amazed me, because I didn't think you'd get that. You must have. Did you pay attention in history a little bit, did you?
I was taught Canadian history, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of Canadian history, this is kind of a bad thing because she's a Canadian, you know.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
Beginning in 1987, Air Canada became the first air carrier to prohibit its passengers from doing what?
Smoking.
Yep.
Very good. Greg beat the Canadian there.
Yep.
It was pretty quick. Y'all both get it right.
They had their laws up a lot faster about anti-smoking.
Right. The first brand name product ever to be featured on a cover of Time magazine was displayed on May 15th, 1950. And they said not as an advertisement, but it's still advertising a product. What do you think that product was? Famous American product that's been around forever.
A car? A watch? Sewing machine?
You drink it.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is correct.
Wild guess.
Well, that was a very good guess. Okay, Greg, do not answer this question. Okay.
But just whisper it to me.
No, I want Anna to answer it because Greg knows it.
Okay.
You probably know it.
Maybe.
What U.S. president preceded Ronald Reagan in the White House? Who was there before Reagan in the White House?
I hate you.
I love you.
Jimmy Carter.
Yes! Yep. I knew Greg.
I'm so proud of myself. I knew it.
All righty. Let's see. Two more and then we'll quit.
Okay.
Which planet takes almost 30 Earth years to orbit the sun? I would not know this.
Neptune.
That's a good guess.
Well, my kids did lots of science stuff, so Saturn, I think, is the right answer.
Some of these things, she's just too smart at.
Well,
have you noticed
when you're
this?
A mom.
Saturn.
You get a,
I'm a dad, and I didn't know.
How many science experiments did you have to do?
Several, but I don't remember any of this. But here we go. Final one.
Okay.
The very first James Bond 007 movie back in the early 60s was Sean Connery.
Yes.
It was released in 1962.
Right.
It was. And what was the name of the very first 007 movie? Can anybody remember that?
Was it Goldfinger?
No,
Boy, that's a good guess. That's what I would have said.
Dr. No.
Yeah, Dr. No.
Yeah.
But Goldfinger was a great movie.
That was a good one.
That's the first one I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I back in the day, back when it was Connery and all them, I used to love the 007 movies.
Right, but...
And today I don't pay attention. Yeah, Sean Connery was great.
Anymore, I don't care much.
I kind of like... I was okay with... I kind of liked Roger Moore, but that's...
He was good, too.
Yeah. Veterans Day Parade. We're going to wrap this up. It's Veterans Day Parade, Saturday, November 14th, downtown Texarkana. Normal parade route or pretty close to it.
Right.
It starts at 11 a.m. Lineup begins around 10 or a little before. It's Disabled American Veterans. 100 years is the theme. But once again, anybody that would like to be in the parade, whether it be in a vehicle, a float, a band, whatever, you're open.
We're open.
And you want everybody.
We want everybody.
Let's be patriotic.
Be patriotic and honor and serve our country. And if you don't want to be in the parade, come down and enjoy it as a spectator.
Right.
Bring some flags and wave it.
Yep.
And honor veterans from today all the way back.
And our future ones.
And the future ones as well. All right, Greg, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for putting on the parade this year. It's going to be great to be able to be involved in a normal event that is very, very honoring of our vets. And there's nothing better to me.
Right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.